PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Welcome back, PNC Mavericks. Craig Pretzinger here. And today we're diving into one of the most complex and often misunderstood laws from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, Law Number 12, which states, use selective honesty and generosity to disarm your victim. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Victim? Disarm? Craig, this sounds more like a guide to manipulation than a strategy for success. And I hear you. The language of this law can be off-putting and even a bit disturbing if taken at face value. But here's the thing. When we look beyond the provocative phrasing and explore the deeper principles at play, there are some valuable insights we can glean about the role of honesty and generosity in building trust and achieving our goals. At its core, law number 12 is about the power of strategic sharing. It's about being intentional and selective in how we reveal information and extend acts of kindness in order to create a sense of connection and goodwill with others. We see this play out all the time in the insurance industry. When we're working with a prospect who's skeptical or guarded, we might choose to share a personal story or vulnerability to create a sense of relatability and trust. When we're dealing with a client who's frustrated or upset, we might go out of our way to offer a generous act of service or support to diffuse the tension and demonstrate our commitment to their success. Used ethically and authentically, selective honesty and generosity can be powerful tools for building rapport, overcoming objections, and creating deeper, more meaningful relationships with the people we serve. But here's where things get tricky. The line between strategic sharing and manipulation can be thin and blurry at times. It's all too easy to slip into a mindset of using honesty and generosity as weapons to control or deceive others, rather than as tools to create mutual understanding and benefit. That's why it's so important to approach law number 12 with a clear ethical framework and a commitment to authentic transparency. We must be vigilant in examining our own motivations and ensuring that our actions align with our values and the best interests of all parties involved. So how can we navigate this delicate balance? Here are a few strategies to consider. Lead with empathy. Before using selective honesty or generosity, take time to put yourself in the other person's shoes. What are their needs, fears, and desires? How can you use your words and actions to create a genuine sense of understanding and support? Be transparent about your intentions. While it's not always necessary or appropriate to reveal everything, it's important to be upfront about your overall goals and motivations. Avoid using honesty or generosity as a smokescreen to hide ulterior motives or agendas. Focus on mutual benefit. The most effective and ethical use of law number 12 is when it creates win-win outcomes for everyone involved. Look for opportunities to use honesty and generosity in a way that uplifts and empowers others rather than diminishing or manipulating them. Know when to be fully transparent. There will be times when full, unfiltered honesty is the best and most ethical course of action. Don't be afraid to have difficult conversations or share hard truths when the situation calls for it, even if it feels uncomfortable in the moment. Continuously check your motives. It's easy to convince ourselves that we're acting in others' best interests when we're really just serving our own egos or agendas. Make a habit of regularly examining your own intentions and course correcting when necessary to stay aligned with your values. By applying these strategies and maintaining a commitment to authentic transparency, we can harness the power of selective honesty and generosity in a way that builds trust, creates value, and propels us toward our goals. But it's not always easy. There will be times when the lines feel blurry or when our own fears and insecurities tempt us to use law number 12 in a way that feels icky or inauthentic. In those moments, it's important to remember that true success in the insurance industry and in life is about more than just closing the deal or hitting the quota. It's about building relationships and reputations that stand the test of time. It's about creating a legacy of integrity, service, and positive impact that inspires others and makes a real difference in the world. And that kind of success can only be achieved through a steadfast commitment to honesty, generosity, and authentic connection, not through manipulation or deceit. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to approach law number 12 with intention, discernment, and a whole lot of heart. Use selective honesty and generosity to create deeper, more meaningful relationships with your clients and colleagues, but always do so in a way that aligns with your values, prioritizes mutual benefit, and leaves everyone feeling uplifted and empowered. Because when we lead with authenticity and integrity, there's no limit to the trust we can build, the success we can achieve, or the impact we can have on the world around us. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dumdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.